Hey, Project Big Screen listeners, you can find us every Monday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
What happens when you lock 18 coworkers in an office for 1 week to compete for $250,000 of cash? This is Surviving Barstool Season 5, presented by Rumble Premium. Each episode released 3 hours early, so get it ad-free before anyone else, only when you join Rumble Premium. Surviving Barstool premieres Sunday, August 9th at 5 p.m. on Rumble Premium, and everywhere else at 8 p.m.
Okay, now can you hear me?
Yeah, it's Duffy Wakely here now.
Okay, yes, sir.
We have Bob Barker mic?
Yeah, it's like a...
It's like usually a, you do.
$25 mic.
That. That's
amazing.
On Amazon.
It's so cute.
But how we doing? Kelly Keys, I've never worked with you before. How we doing?
I know, that's crazy. I'm doing all right. How are you doing?
Pretty good.
Starting off.
Oh, no.
Oh, boy, Owen, what was that?
Are we recording yet?
I'd hit record, but like we're not live.
We should have the part, though, where Steven introduces himself to Kelly.
Oh, absolutely. Goochman.
I mean, no, Kelly.
Why is he doesn't seem like it based on that introduction.
Yeah.
No, it's true. We just never worked together. Like, I've never been on a video with you.
Correct.
Welcome to the bracket, episode 20. Today, we are doing smelliest looking celebrities. And as a last second replacement for Nick, who is currently down in Miami, I think getting punched by like boxers or something, we have Kelly Keeks, because who knows celebrities better? So welcome to the bracket, Kelly.
Thank you for having me. This is an exciting invitation.
I think we cut it in, but Stephen Che introducing himself to Kelly was already to a very good start. It's very funny.
Just being cordial.
That was a pretty good one.
All right. Well, let's start off. Because we have a couple ads today. Before we get into the bracket, actually, let's talk a little bit about BetterHelp. Relationships, you know, they take work. A lot of us will drop anything to do and, you know, help. Oh, sorry. That was a really bad, shitty start. Look, relationships take work. A lot of us will, you know, we'll drop anything to go and help anyone that we care about. We go out of our way to treat other people well, but how often do we give ourselves that same treatment? BetterHelp Online Therapy wants to remind you to take care of your most important relationship, the one you have with yourself. Whether it's hitting the gym, making time for your haircut, or even trying therapy, you are your greatest asset. So invest the time and effort in yourself like you do to other people. I've been using BetterHelp for a while. Really, really awesome option if you're trying to find therapy. I did it when I moved out from one location to another and couldn't really get to my therapist anymore without it being a huge pain in the butt. Very, very helpful. Again, BetterHelp is online therapy that offers video, phone, and even live chat sessions with your therapist. So you don't have to see anyone on camera if you don't want to. It's much more affordable than in-person therapy. You can be matched with a therapist in under 48 hours. Give it a try and see why over 2 million people have used BetterHelp online therapy. We are sponsored by BetterHelp, and our listeners get 10% off their first month at betterhelp.com/lights. That's BetterHelp.com/lights. Let's start with our 12 seed versus our 5 seed. I think this will be a runaway, but these are two very slimy looking human beings. The number 5 is Lena Dunham. Very slimy looking.
First name on the list I submitted.
Very slimy person.
I almost said it, and then I couldn't figure out like if it was too mean to say.
No, it's absolutely.
Because funny. I agree.
And she's going up against another very slimy looking person, both like in the metaphorical sense and in the physical sense, James Franco.
Mm.
Mm.
Both very slimy humans.
James Franco, a 5 seed?
No, Franco's 12. Lena Dunham's 5.
Okay, that makes more sense. Okay.
It's remarkable how much cleaner Dave Franco looks compared to James. So.
It's unbelievable. It's like they're not even like related almost, although they do look very similar. You absolutely do not. At all, even the smallest amount.
Used to tell people that in college, freshman year, I just didn't dress up for Halloween. I just wore a normal outfit, and I told people I was Dave Franco because of the striking resemblance. And they really, a lot of them, used to believe I got into a verbal altercation with a girl over that.
Very striking resemblance. It's better than going as a bag of Coke, which I believe KB once did. Coley, we'll start with you. The number 5 seed Lena Dunham or the number 12 seed James Franco?
So we're doing strictly based off how they look, right?
Yes.
What we assume, because yes. it's you talk about separating the art from the artist. Like Lena Dunham just stinks at being a person so yes. bad that it's hard to separate that from what I think her odor would be, which I don't believe would be all that pleasant. However, Franco just looks like a guy who like only sort of remembers showers exist, so I have to go with him.
That's one for Franco. Okay, Keegs, who do you got?
I think I'm gonna go Lena Dunham with this because I think that she, something about like every character she plays, I can't separate the art from the artist in this way. Every character that she plays is just so like disheveled all the time and so chaotic that you feel like she doesn't even like have time for a shower. And I also think that James Franco seems like somebody who would drown themselves in like a shitty cologne. Like I feel like he would smell like that because he wants people to like remember him in that way. So I bet Lena Dunham's a little more worse off.
I picked I think the same thing about James Franco, but I also think that that just makes me smell like that shitty clone and also pure ass,
right?
Which is
yeah, that's fair.
Worse
that's
combination
fair.
Somehow.
That's fair. So I'm gonna go Lena Dunham for sure.
Dunham, KB.
Yeah, James Franco is too hot to smell worse than Lena Dunham. Lena Dunham looks like she smells, I don't know, an uncooked chicken cutlet, mineral cake. Oddly you can just specific. Say any inanimate object that is gross, yeah.
I actually made her into... I made graphics for this, but like it's going to be too hard for Gucci, but the Dunham one I definitely should include. Let me see if I can present it.
Are you guys familiar with her book?
Lena Dunham's?
Yes. Yes.
Oh, doesn't she talk about like putting rocks in her friend's pussy or something?
No, it's her younger sister.
Yeah. Her younger sister.
Yeah.
I was way off.
But yeah. It was like, no, but it's a weird story. It was like her sister was doing it, sort of, and she was like either helping or trying to help her get him out. Like it was a weird anecdote to like write in a book.
Right. The end of the story, no matter how she wanted to slice it, was she was fingering her sister's pussy.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. And she like made a joke about that. Like that's how she said it, like, and it was inappropriate.
Yeah, those don't every time I try those don't land either for some reason. Tommy.
I mean Lena Dunham was the first name in the list I sent you. It's hard. I hate her so much. I mean KFC refers to her as a bag of milk for a reason. Like if you look like a bag of milk. It's hard
great description, yeah.
Yeah, it's hard to not imagine that you also smell like a bag of milk. I imagine she has tons of armpit hair as well, just from being like a freak. So I would say Lena Dunham overall.
She seems like a natural deodorant person.
Yeah.
By that I mean like she tastes like a banana peel.
Jay, what was that reaction?
You're muted.
Natural deodorant is the way to go. You guys don't use natural deodorant. Oars and Alps, a tremendous sponsor of Foreplay and other programs, but tremendous.
Sponsor me.
No, give me aluminum all day.
I used to be a regular deodorant guy, but then you get your undershirts are destroyed. They're basically undershirt destroyed. They make it all the yellow spots. No?
No.
Mm-hmm.
You don't get yellow spots on your... And you use regular deodorant?
Mm-hmm. Not really.
You too?
No, I don't. Can't say I've ever got a yellow spot from it.
On your undershirts?
No, you got to get that.
I get what you're saying.
On undershirts, I wouldn't say... I mean, I've seen it happen if they're like really old over time, yeah.
Yeah.
But not like right after away.
Not right away, but after 6 months...
Oh, no, that's too short of time. I'm talking years. Like, I'll look at something shirts. Like this is years old.
You need more shirts as well.
Also, I don't really care if my undershirt, like, I usually have undershirts wearing a bed or something. Like, I don't care what it looks like.
You might
like.
Have, like, jaundice or something. Or some sort of disease of some
You're
kind.
You're leaking motor oil like Jordan.
Owen, what would you pick?
I'd like to keep talking about Lena Dunham some more. So I'm going to punch her through.
She's gonna go through. Che, who would you have picked?
Definitely Lena Dunham. This is not even close. James Franco just smells like weed.
That definitely mask. And I will say that for weed usually can mask a lot of smells. Not like really bad BO, but I found it.
I don't know that I immediately associate him with weed.
James Franco? Pineapple yeah. Express James Franco?
For sure. And he was not the lead stoner in that movie.
This very true.
Would be my argument.
He was. I mean, he's in a stoner movie.
Yeah, but he's in like
sure. Movies.
What else is he's in Spider-Man, right?
I think it's him like an underage girls is what I think of.
Right, yeah. Like, yeah. Carrying around a body.
I think of him as, yeah, it's like a professor who fucks his students. That's
what sometimes I think of him shirtless.
Funny how that works out. All right, so they're moving on. We're going to go up to the number 4 versus the number 13. The number 4 is Grimes. And we talked about Grimes before pretty recently on this pod because, like, it's hard to imagine a filthier person than someone that goes by the moniker Grimes and also dates Elon Musk. And they're going up against Joakim Noah. Joakim Noah, just something about him. Just a very smelly-looking dude. I was freaking...
He is French. I think that should be noted for people who do not know.
Good to know.
And great Swedish, I think, or something? Like French and Swedish?
Well, the French, you know, they barely...
Right, yeah, I think the French
yeah
matters more here.
Yeah. Okay, so we'll start with you, Steven. Joakim Noah or Grimes?
I mean, I feel like Joakim Noah probably smells good. His dad was like a professional athlete. His mom's a supermodel. He's a professional athlete, a very successful one.
Usually makes you smell bad, though.
Yeah. Like, constantly working out.
Mm. Who's this Grimes fella?
it's a girl.
Oh, what?
I'll be honest, I had to look up Grimes, too.
Dated Elon Musk.
Though, right?
What?
What'd you say?
You don't know who Grimes is.
I'm not even close to my radar.
She dates Elon Musk. They have the baby named X1234 or whatever. But like, I did have to look up to see what she looked like.
No,
she read a book that one time.
Yeah,
and for a second, I thought we were talking about the person who sings "Go to UCLA," but then it was separate.
Okay, so Grimes last name.
No, she's just Grimes.
No, she's like Seal. Yeah. She just goes by Grimes.
She's
like, Seal's your go-to for one name people?
Well, what's a I guess.
Cher. I was gonna say Cher, Madonna. Wait,
Madonna.
Isn't that the bit from with McLovin? Or like you only go by one name, what are you, Seal? Isn't that like the thing in Superbad?
Yeah. That's what he says, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, Goochman just sent a picture. Instant reaction.
Dying to see this pic.
I mean, she looks weird. I don't know that she'd necessarily smell bad.
She goes by the name Grimes, though. I mean, I feel like that needed to, like, demands a higher seed.
That's true.
Kind of like dirt nasty.
Grimes.
Yeah, Grimes, I mean, and Musk.
Yeah, Grimes and Musk as a combo is lethally smelly.
Yeah, Elon Musk is the most ridiculous name ever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I don't think Joakim Noah is going to smell that bad, so I'm going to go Grimes. It's a pretty close one, though.
This is New York Nick bias, if I've ever seen it.
Oh, yeah, big time.
From Hell's Kitchen.
Owen.
Joakim Noah, by a lot.
Yeah. I'm with Owen on this. I just think he looks so fucking smelly. And he's been to the office before.
Dude, he's hairy, too, everywhere.
Yeah. He's really hairy. Yeah, he came to the office for PMT, I think, once.
Well,
I remember him. Assumed. Yeah. He was on for LCB. We were talking about that. Tommy, what do you got?
Yeah, easily Joakim Noah. I think if you like wanted to draw a picture of what a stereotypical smelly guy looks like, you'd draw somebody pretty close
like
to Joakim Noah. And I did have to look up what Grimes looked like, so it would feel wrong to vote for her. So I'll stick with Joakim Noah.
I would argue nobody with a hot mom smells bad.
Are you fucking Joakim Noah? What are you defending? We're talking about based on his appearance. Look at
him.
He's so unkempt.
He is.
He almost has like natural like what's the smelly kid from Charlie Brown, like Pigpen? He has like almost a natural Pigpen.
He's got the dust line.
Yeah. Yeah, that's tough. So you're going with KB. You're picking Joakim Noah.
Yeah, and I think something about the teeth gap, that always strikes me as like an odorous physical.
Yeah, trait. There's more room for plaque to go.
Yes, yeah. Exactly. Oh man,
how speaking personally, I'd argue it's easier to get rid of plaque.
Yeah, there's nothing for just it gets stuck between.
Yeah, it's just food at that point.
Yeah, Gruson brings up a good point though, right. That
it's a British thing, and that's just odorous
definition. Yeah, instant odorous thoughts when you think of the British. Keegs.
I'm going with Grimes on this. I think that you guys are making a big mistake. I think that Joakim Noah, he seems like he's like a sweaty athlete. Yeah, but doesn't he take a shower at the end of the game? Like, just because there's pictures of him like being sweaty and unkempt in the middle of a game doesn't mean that he's like always disgusting. Whereas Grimes, her thing is like she has like leaves and twigs in her hair at all times. Like, I think that you guys just don't know who she is, and so you can't like gauge how gross she
is. Absolutely right, Boom.
Gross.
Probably like curated by like hairstylist, like right before she leaves her house.
No, not even like she's a for real freak. Like she's always laying on the floor in like tattered clothes. It's crazy how she like is married or was married and dating kids with Elon Musk, and she like is the way she is. She could be, and that's why that picture that you pulled up—that was her at the Met Gala. That was her looking her absolute best. Yeah. And she normally just looks like she just like crawled out of the woods.
It's like a Grimes Musk smelly. Let's see if we get a smelly picture of her.
Their names are literally Grime and Musk. Like,
to be fair though, the Met Gala does encourage people to dress like fucking weirdos.
Yes,
like the best version.
But, that was like tame for her. Like her that Met Gala outfit was like, oh wow, you kind of look nice. Like that's the best I've ever seen her look.
Wait a second. Do you got Azalea Banks has a quote that says, "Grimes is a brittle meth head who smells like a roll of nickels."
Ooh, oh man! I think you asked Azalea Banks, you'd say that last part about every white person.
No, Azalea Banks is the number one roaster of all time. She's the worst Smith. What did she call Iggy Azalea?
She probably said pennies instead of nickels.
Yes.
Yeah. No, she's original.
Who's put nickels in a bag?
All right, so Coley.
See, I kind of think Grimes is like a front. Like, I don't actually believe her. Like, the book reading thing, I can't get out of. Like, when she was just like walking down like the most paparazzi laden street in New York, like, oh, how did you catch me here reading about communism of all things? Like, so I'm sure she could like roll around in the sewer and end up stinking as a bit, but I think she goes home and she's like, I can't believe I had to do that again. So I'm going with the Frenchman.
Reading about communism is kind of a smelly person move.
It's, yeah.
Coley, I've seen those pictures. It was like an entire photo shoot.
There's so many pictures. I did
Guzman. One where she's like reading it in a position you would label
it to a child. I mean, look at her. Like, what do you got?
That's she looks like she's stinks.
She's like, what does an anarchist look like? This has to be it. Like, none of those things are actually dirty. They're all brand new.
I forgot about how ridiculous these pictures are. Oh my god!
Jesus, reading like the fucking Communist Manifesto on Sunset Boulevard. Like, not a sense of irony.
Manufactured. She looks like she tries to smell bad, but
right. You know, that's what I'm saying. I don't think she does.
Action of winning this.
I'm voting with you guys. For the most part, I'm voting for Joakim Noah, switching over because I just think Grimes is. It's like part of her bit is to be smelly. And just like that, I don't think it's part of Joakim Noah's thing. He just looks like a tall ass pig pen. And I just got to pick
name. It's like, I know several people here have announced they don't know who Grimes is. Can we name a single Grimes song? Because that's what she's like known for.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I think that not off the top of my head, but is it right.
She's
Oblivion.
She's 34, which is surprising based on her photos. I would have thought she was Oblivion. Much younger.
Mm-hmm. You got two kids too now, Steven. Lots of things may surprise you about her. You never know. But either way, Joakim Noah is going to move on. And next up, we have the 8 versus the 9. The 8 is someone who, like, after a concert, I think smelling this person could put you into an actual coma. And it's Steven Tyler. Tyler, just an absurdly filthy looking human being. Just like, and he like is constantly draped in those scarves, which I think make him just sweat more and just stink more. And like, I just, I don't even want to think about. And like how his jeans are so tight and like they have to be airtight, like watertight. His fucking like it's worse than swamp ass. It's old person swamp ass. And I just can't even, I don't want to think about it. But I am here doing that. And there he's going up against the number 9 seed, Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers definitely doesn't shower, looks greasy as fuck as at all times. And just like I feel like him and Shailene Woodley, like the entirety of their relationship, they never bathed once. Like I would be completely surprised if they
did. Shailene Woodley make the list?
We'll have to find out in the second half of the bracket. But Aaron Rodgers versus Steven Tyler. We'll start with you, Coley. What do you got?
A thing to remember about Steven Tyler too is his face isn't just a face, but it's also a seat for all the women in the world. So you can't imagine. Like, he's not washing that either. He's got all sorts of stains and goos dripping down that skeleton skin of a face he has. And yeah, he's like the, he doesn't wear like the Lenny Kravitz scarves that are just like absurd. Like, he has like the scarves homeless people use for dog beds. Like, those are the scarves, like tattered. They're very tattered. So yeah, I'm going Tyler here.
It's one for Tyler. That was a great description, Keys.
You almost sold me on that Steven Tyler argument, the both of you, before you talked about this, but I'm thinking now if we're going young Steven Tyler, I would maybe have a harder time with this because yeah, like the sweating and the scarves or whatever, but he's kind of old now to the point where like once people are so old, they just have old person smell a little bit and they don't really sweat. Like they're always cold. Like I don't think maybe I'm just not like around sweaty old people, but I feel like old people don't really sweat the same way younger people do. And I think that who's like the other Batman one? I forgot.
Yeah, that's cool. Yes.
My thing. Who's that? I forget.
Aaron Rodgers.
Oh my God. Oh my God. How could I forget? So I think that Aaron Rodgers is like over time has just gotten progressively more disgusting to look at. Like I used to think Aaron Rodgers was so hot. I just thought he was cool and whatever. And then like as other people age gracefully, he just like grew out this hair and stopped washing it and stopped showering. And it just looks like he has food in his beard all the time and he hasn't washed his hair. He's only combed it with like a slice of bacon. So I'm going with Aaron Rodgers.
Combed it with a slice of bacon. That's a great description as well. Mm-hmm. All right. One for Aaron Rodgers. KB.
Yeah. Steven Tyler's up there with the greats as far as like the just disgusting appearance. It looks like he's getting more androgynous with age, though.
Yes.
Definitely.
He kind of, in his old age, looks like a more auntie.
Do you think more of these like rock and roll stars, I feel like that's always the path. They become more androgynous as they continue. Like you can make that argument for any of them, like Mick Jagger, Keith Richards, David Bowie. Like, they all dress like women eventually.
All the pussy and drugs.
Right? Yeah. Makes you look like more like a woman somehow. Yeah. How does that work out? Well, what do you got, KB?
No, I'm going Steven Tyler.
Steven Tyler. All right. Tommy.
Yeah, so I think Steven Tyler is naturally him. He's naturally this gross-looking, probably smelly guy, whereas Aaron Rodgers, I think, is getting pussy-whipped at the moment by Shailene Woodley, where she's influencing him to, hey, don't get vaccinated, don't wear cologne, don't wear deodorant, like wear nature's musk or whatever and be dirty. I think that he's just like, you know, Olivia Munn, Aaron Rodgers, 5 years ago, Aaron Rodgers, he was a well-kept, handsome dude. He would have never even thought to be on the list. I think he's just going through a phase of smelliness right now, whereas I think Steven Tyler is lifetime smelliness. So I'll go Steven Tyler.
He's also like smelly right now because he's been shitting constantly for like 3 months.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They broke up, by the way, I think, right? Shailene Woodley. Yeah,
I thought that was a rumor.
What is up with Shailene Woodley?
What do you?
I don't get her. What is her level of fame?
She's an actress. She's
pretty famous. Yeah.
Or Fault in Our Stars. Right?
Is she?
Big Little Lies. She's the main character in Big Little Lies.
Oh, I didn't know that was her.
She's like younger.
Yeah, she's pretty young.
She got older.
Probably early 30s.
Yeah.
She's across from Mytel and Spectacular Now, KB. Come on.
Mm. Also that, yeah.
The Descendants.
Descendants, great movie. She was really good in that, too. Yeah. So, but we got three for Steven Tyler right now. Owen.
Steven Tyler, based on Coley's face-sitting argument.
The goose. Why did you have to say that? Jay.
So I've actually smelled one of these individuals, and it might surprise you to know that it is Steven Tyler.
It would have surprised me either way.
I think you would get
a left hand. Woodley. So Super Bowl 48 was at MetLife Stadium, and I was lucky enough to go. I won a fan lottery. My buddy won a fan lottery, and we went. And
I love how you smelt one of these guys at a football game.
And it wasn't.
If you told us that part first, it would have surprised me.
So we were by like security, and the security for the Super Bowl is much more enhanced. So it's like five airport securities basically. And we were right by the celebrity drop-off entrance, and Steven Tyler got out of his car, and this was 2014, I think. So he got out of his car maybe like 30 feet away from me, and I had never seen a celebrity at that point. So I was like, oh wow, cool. So I got my phone out and I took a photo of him. He made a beeline right for me. And he took his glove off and smacked me with it in the chest. And he said, don't take a fucking picture of me. And then just walked on his way. And I was like, wow, what a cool. And the photo that I just sent you is an unreal photo. It's a photo of him glove slapping me.
You got attacked by Steven Tyler.
Correct.
How you never got this?
That's amazing.
Pretty mad that you got a whiff off. Do you have a zoomed out version of this?
No, because so it was he was like 30 feet away when he came out of the limo, so I like zoomed in a little bit, but he walked me so fast I didn't have time to react, so I just snapped a photo, and I just sent this on the group, but
that's Steve, awesome.
Steven Tyler is sneaky faster than Usain Bolt is what I'm finding out.
It's an action shot.
Close to 30 feet in like a second.
He was not.
Oh, wait,
happy.
How did he smell?
So he smelled pretty good. He was wearing several scarves or boas. He looked like Hollywood Hogan, basically.
Okay, so that Super Bowl in New York, I remember because I also went to fan events for that, and it was fucking freezing cold. Was he wearing like a million coats that would have masked this up?
It was like the nicest day in February history. It was like 50 degrees. So he was wearing several coats, but he wasn't like outrageous.
Okay, so he was coated and scarfed up. I feel like the coats might have masked up a little bit of it.
No, it's a distinct smell of I don't want to say like Head and Shoulders, but like some type of shampoo.
That makes me feel almost more pissed off that he's that rich and using Head and Shoulders.
Well, yeah, that's why I didn't want to say it.
And it's clearly not working.
I know,
because his head looks greasy as fuck.
Detect specific scents while Steven Tyler was
smacking. Hitting you with his gauntlet, like
he was about to duel you. He was literally in my face. So
did you tell him? You guys surely not the name?
I didn't have time to say anything.
It's surely not the first time somebody's taken a picture of Steven Tyler.
Yeah. I know. Very, very strange.
He was just so taken aback. Oh my god. Well, either way, I'm voting. That's a great story, but I'm still voting for Steven Tyler in this case.
You think he does that every day, multiple times a day? Just hits people with his gloves.
Yeah. Smacks people with his gloves.
I hope so.
That'd be cool.
Well, either way, Steven Tyler's going to advance. And now we have the number one versus the number 16. The number 16 is yet again a Stephen Shea play-in game based off of the fool that he gave me. But the number one is Post Malone. And Post Malone, I think, is someone who everyone ubiquitously assumes is very smelly. He might smell great. I have no idea. But he just looks so goddamn dirty and greasy and just like disgusting. That I think, like, and everyone had him on their list, so I just had to put him in as a one seed. I think that people will respond well to that. But they're going up against the Stephen Shea play-in game, which is probably going to beat him. I'm going to share a screen for this one again if I can get it to work. First pick is Bruce Valanche. They're going to go in descending order of ascending order of craziness. So the first one's Bruce Valanche, who we all know Stephen Shea is obsessed with.
Heavy hitter.
Did you smell him?
That guy does not smell good.
He's going up. Okay, and we got five options to choose from in the Stephen Shea playing game. Next up is Mike from Mike and Molly, the CBS sitcom.
It's not Gary Valentine.
No, that is big time Mike from Mike and Molly, and they are going up against Molly from Mike and Molly. He's going up against Robert De Niro for some reason.
Yeah, you think Robert De Niro smells good? That guy's super old.
I think he definitely smells good.
Like, the old Italian, Robert De Niro? The best cologne on the planet, I guarantee it.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, he has a cologne?
No, he just definitely wears.
He's a successful.
Extremely. I didn't know he was that asymmetrical, though.
Yeah, I guess from this angle it looks that way. They're going up against Angelina Jolie, who you can make an argument, I think, in like the later part of her career for sure. That's not as crazy. I probably should have put that a little bit lower down. But the more I thought about it. And they're going up against Frank from Everyone Loves Raymond for some reason.
Not Peter Boyle.
Peter Boyle for everybody.
Oh, is he dead?
He definitely smells horrible.
Oh shit. I didn't know that.
It doesn't matter. He's up for vote here.
You have no idea if Bruce Valanche is dead or alive.
I have proof of life. I saw him like 2 months or a month ago.
Listen, I don't know if you've heard of this COVID thing. Bruce Valanche could be out of here.
Let's see, Bruce Valanche. Still alive, apparently, according to Wikipedia.
I saw him at Shake Shack in L.A.
That's probably the best spot for...
Well, did he stink?
I was probably 20 feet away, but I mean, it was 100% Bruce Valanche. There are no Bruce Valanche imitators.
That's very... Yeah. I know you went over that argument before, but you're 100% correct on that. Okay, so we'll start it out. Che, actually, you get to start out for the Che play-in game. We're going to vote on that before voting on the actual 1 versus 16 seed. So you get to pick between your own picks... Bruce Valanche, Mike from Mike and Molly, Molly from Mike and Molly, Robert De Niro, and Angelina Jolie, and Frank from Everybody Loves Raymond.
All right, I'm going to pretend that the Everybody Loves Raymond dude is alive, because this isn't fair to him, if he's dead, obviously. He looks like he smells real bad. He's got, like, old guy sweater. I'm sure he doesn't move around that much. I don't know necessarily what like the old person like naturally bald head smells like, but I don't anticipate it's a good one. I'm gonna give a pass to the Mike and Molly crew. I don't think they're in the same league as the rest.
De Niro smells worse than the guy from Bob Hart's Abishola.
I don't think De Niro smells good. I think Angelina Jolie probably low-key smells real bad. I know that earlier in her career, she was like a super successful, like super hot, like movie star. But I think now, I feel like every picture I see of her, she's like really dirty and sweaty.
How many pictures of Angelina Jolie do you see?
The only pictures she has are like red carpet photos. Where would you
not
even...
the one Chase?
I feel like... I feel like I don't search for celebrity photos, but I feel like she's always on like the covers of those like gossip magazines that in the supermarket. That's
like
kind of
2009. A lot. She's definitely not been on a lot of gossip magazines lately.
That's probably like the last time I saw Angelina Jolie photos. So that's my memory of her.
You thought she looked haggard back then.
She did. That's my memory of her. So I think that's a pretty strong, but I mean, Bruce Valanche is a one seed in this. I mean, if you think Bruce Valanche smells good, you got to check your nose, buddy. He looks like maybe the worst smelling person that has ever existed.
Jesus. Poor Bruce.
If he wore pajama pants all day, nobody would be surprised. Bruce Valanche in an
did you write these down? He's
like a roast. He wrote
no.
Bruce no. Valanche is here, folks. Tell you about. So Bruce Valanche is your pick, is what you're saying?
Definitely.
Okay. Well, Owen, what would you pick? I'll give you the picks again: Valanche, Mike from Mike and Molly, Molly from Mike and Molly, De Niro.
I'm gonna go with Che. I trust Che. I'll go with Valanche.
Another one for Valanche.
Crack me up like taking I don't know, like a sports take show about smelliness. Just like not even in the same league.
Oh, Tommy.
It's got to be Valanche. I mean, the guy, maybe you could say maybe Mike from Mike and Molly looks like just your classic fat, maybe kind of smelly dude like character type, but Bruce Valanche is so fucking gross looking.
Why is the roast of Bruce Valanche?
It just gotta smell bad.
I feel like you guys are assuming smell with fat a little too easily.
Yeah.
That's a pretty fair assumption.
He's just wearing like a blue polo and khaki. He looks like freshly showered. And you guys were all like, wolf.
this fatty smells like shit.
Look, man, we shower too. KB.
I did not know that was Bruce Valanche. I never saw him, I guess. I've seen that picture, and I always assumed it was like some meme or computer-generated image. Yeah, he's the most disgusting human maybe that's alive right now. this is insane. I'm looking at him now. Not a single redeeming quality. He's
a fucking human.
He's the one.
Bruce Valanche.
He kind of looks like if I did like the face that fat filter on Patty the Batty. Like that's kind of like
yeah, it does. He would yeah, he really does. Like.
Yeah. But Bruce Valanche, great Hollywood Squares player.
Tremendous.
Right? Yes. Very, very funny guy. Extremely funny and he nice person.
Looks like he has to be funny.
He'd come on this show and tear all you limb from limb with his zingers.
Valanche is getting in yet another. They're going to move on, but Kelly and. Start with you. Who would you have picked?
Is it, is it Valanche versus Post Malone or is it?
Well, you're voting for the Stephen Shea playing game, which is already decided.
So then, all right, he's got enough votes. I'm gonna go back to Frank from Everybody Loves Raymond. That man is so old. You know that he like smells like urine because he wears Depends. Like, you know that he 100% all the time smells like urine. And I don't know this, you know, this Bruce Valanche, whatever the fuck. Yeah, he looks pretty fucking gross, but like, he more less likely smells like urine 24/7.
Look at Bruce Valanche.
No, I see him. But I'm telling you, like Owen said, maybe we're discriminating a little bit. That man might be freshly showered, and he's not literally peeing in his pants and walking around with it all day because he's old. Like, that's...
Well, that's just I gotta go for it. Thing to you. What makes him specifically smelly?
Wait, what? Say it again?
This sounds like you're just saying all old people are smelly.
No. Frank from Everybody Loves Raymond is like a crotchety old man who like is so old that he just is probably not giving a fuck and making everybody take care of him. I mean, that's literally his character. Like he sucks.
Bruce Valanche also 73 years old. No spring chicken.
Oh, he looks great for 73.
Amazing for 73. My God. I mean, I believe that's Frank at 73 in that same picture.
Everything bad I said about Valanche. That,
I mean, that's so much.
Bruce Valanche is a modern miracle. He's got the skin of a baby.
He does not look amazing for his age. He looks young for his age.
That photo was also not taken this year.
I can guarantee you that. Coley, what would you pick? Valanche is going to move on anyway, but again, who would you pick?
I feel like Jolie's people have done a great job erasing the fact that she used to drink Billy Bob Thornton's blood and also was married to a guy I thought was going to be the one seed, might be on here later, who is well known as the smelliest guy in Hollywood, like very well known. Those are two people she's spent a lot of time with. Bruce Valanche looks like he probably eats a lot of like microwave burritos from 7-Eleven, which will add to your odor. But like, this is Jolie in a wash to me. What? Like, she's way smellier than any of these people.
Yep. I don't hate that.
All right. Well, either way, we're going to end up with Bruce Valanche versus Post Malone.
it should be a sentence
that has never been said before. Ever.
First time hearing it. If you're listening to it right now, it's the first time it's ever been said in human history.
If you dropped in 35 minutes into it for some reason.
Coley, start with you.
I mean,
you look at pictures of Bruce Willis. Oh, yeah. You can just send us a picture, just him wearing a t-shirt that says crack.
It's a lot of chin. You frog-like looking human, for sure. Yes.
Look at this guy.
Again,
like he shot heroin and completely missed the vein, and he's just dealing with the after effects. I mean, Post Malone is a heavy cigarette and beer guy. I think we all know a lot of people like this, and they have a very distinct odor. I feel like I grew up around it a lot, so I don't like I'm just numb to it. So I have to. As much as I am riding for my guy BV, I have to pick Valanche here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a bearable odor.
Yeah. Kelly.
Well, I am thrilled about this because now I have an opportunity to talk about how I did, in fact, meet Post Malone. I have a photo of the two of us. Ooh. I got to hang out with him for a little while.
Very different than Steven Tyler.
It was like a press thing I got to go on, and then I got to meet him and like hang out in his like jam room with his friends and whatever. It was like the coolest thing I ever did. I was hammered during it. I wish I was a little less drunk, but it was really fun, and he smelled amazing. So I got to go. Really? I made a point to try to remember what he smelled like, because that's all anybody ever talks about is how he looks like he smells bad. So he smells very good, actually. I got to go Bruce Valanche.
All right. Another one for Valanche. Next up, KB. Valanche Post Malone.
Remembering what you just said, I feel like smelling from like 5 feet away, Post Malone would be worse. But if you actually got into their skin folds, in the crevices, the nooks, and the crannies, and the contours of their bodies, it would be Valanche in a landslide.
So. Especially the crannies, yeah.
Yeah, especially the crannies.
All right, Tommy, you can push over. You can push through Valanche.
I'm not letting this 16 waltz through just yet. I do think I forgot Post Malone on my list. I asked two other people, smelliest celebrity. They both said Post Malone immediately. So I think he's a strong one seed. The face tattoos, the weird hair. He looks like he smells. Post Malone looks like he smells. Bruce Valanche is just a repulsive, ugly, fat, gross piece of shit. Post Malone's not like necessarily like, you know, he's not as ugly maybe, but he more looks like he smells. So I don't want to confuse ugly versus smell. So I'm going to vote Post Malone.
And it's also, the bracket isn't like, have we sniffed Steven Tyler and Post Malone? Do we? It's do they look like they stink?
Yes, exactly.
It's a good point.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Valanche as well.
Valanche is going to move on, but Shay, you would have voted for him too, right?
I mean, my barometer is if you're next to this person and they're like, hey, smell my armpit, and they lift up their arm, which one smells worse? I mean, I feel like Post Malone just smells like a frat house, just like sticky floors, like old beer, like it's a bad smell. But Bruce Valanche just smells gross. So I think it's an avalanche. Bruce Valanche.
I feel like Bruce Valanche is going to die on like Saturday, and we're going to have to delete.
Oh yeah. No, I was going to say this earlier. I've never been more sure of anything in my fucking life that he's going to die this week. Like, it's just the fucking way this always works. And all I can imagine is him walking around now, like naked, like but a shirt on, with like Winnie the Pooh, and just stinking up the joint.
Once again, to defend Valanche. He was on the Hollywood Squares. Not like they had to keep him in a different set because the other squares around him were constantly passing out from the fumes.
And he was like on the top sometimes, that like all of his backshot air slipping down into the other squares. Like it would have stunk him out if it was really smelly.
If Whoopi was ever sick, he was the middle. He was,
ooh, yeah.
He was pretty important to that show.
And that's a very heavy smell spot too. Okay, we're going to go to the other half of the bracket. All right, before we get into the second half of the bracket, let's talk about Napjitsu. If you're looking for a healthier energy option to help you power through that 2 p.m. feeling, ditch all that sugary garbage. Napjitsu has a natural time-release nootropics that help you get, you know, you stay energized and focused for hours without the crash. They give you brain-boosting neurotropics again that unlock steady energy and focus right when you need it. And the result is that you get your peak performance all day long. Napjitsu now offers 13 powerful natural brain-enhancing neurotropics. That's good for you because neurotropic boosts cognitive function, memory, focus, creativity, and more. Their patent-pending Now capsules have all natural ingredients like B vitamins, guarana, ginseng, cordyceps, glutamine. In other words, that it's way more effective than just caffeine. Napjitsu now gives you 6 hours of energy and time released in 3 doses so that you don't crash. Their energy supplements come in a small, convenient packets too, so you can take them with you, unlocking sustained energy boosts right when you need them. Whether you want to power up in the early morning for a workout, snap out of your post-lunch work funk, or fuel that late-night gaming sesh, Napjitsu has got you covered with Now Energy Capsules. For a limited time, receive 30% off your first purchase when you go to napjitsu.com/LCB. Go to napjitsu.com/LCB for 30% off your first purchase today. That's NAPJITSU.com/LCB. Let's move to the western side of our bracket. We're going to start with the number 6 versus the number 11. The number 6, one of the filthier looking celebrities for a long time, someone who modeled himself and his personas of some characters he's played after equally filthy human beings, and that's Johnny Depp. Johnny Depp, just a slimy man, constantly greasy, wearing all this weird shit that looks like it just makes him smell worse. He's going up against a similar greaseball, but one that's much more rich than him. Mark Zuckerberg, the 11 seed. Mark Zuckerberg, I didn't want to imagine, just and like Steve Chase nodding his head, but like think about it for a minute, how constantly wet Mark Zuckerberg looks. Like he's just constantly damp. Like I just imagine he smells like mildew at any given moment in time. But Jay, you know what? We'll start with you. Johnny Depp, 6 seed, or number 11 seed, Mark Zuckerberg.
I don't know. I feel like Zuck won't smell that bad, right? Like, he's so rich. He's, like, pretty with it. Like, as far as, like, he's not let himself go or anything like that. Johnny Depp has been in a bunch of... He's been in a bunch of stuff. I'm struggling to think of Johnny Depp roles. He's just blow Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Jack Sparrow.
Yeah, Jack Sparrow.
Okay. Yeah, Jack Sparrow. Okay.
You thought of him and Charlie and the Chocolate Factory before Pirates of the Caribbean? That's crazy.
I've never seen Pirates of the Caribbean.
That actually, yeah. That makes sense. You know, the what do you call it? The guy from The Window. A critically acclaimed
Secret Window.
Movie.
Secret Window.
Yeah, Secret Window, yeah.
A great movie, honestly. I like it.
But thinking of any of those before Jack Sparrow is crazy. But wait, so who do you want here?
Johnny Depp is considered like pretty hot, right? Or no?
Yes.
Okay.
I don't fucking know.
I guess, yeah, Zuck, since, you know, he's just coding all day, probably doesn't shower. So, yeah, I guess Zuck, but it's pretty close for me.
All right, Owen.
It's Depp versus Zuckerberg.
Yes.
I will go with Johnny Depp as well. Yeah, sorry. I saw a picture of Bruce Valanche.
That's so funny.
Going to have to throw that one up on the graphic. But yeah, no, I would agree with you. And I think that, again, part of the thing to remember with Depp is that he modeled the character of Jack Sparrow after Keith Richards, who also looks like he smells like absolute dog shit.
Yep.
So, Keith Richards just looks dead.
All that too, yeah. Dead people typically smell. So let's go to Tommy.
Yeah, I'm going to go Johnny Depp. I think Mark Zuckerberg and anyone who's ever maybe sometimes gets tweets or DMs saying that they kind of look like Mark Zuckerberg probably doesn't smell at all and is really sexy and straight and loves girls and smells good. So I'll say Johnny Depp smells worse. And I do think that Mark Zuckerberg, like, he's just cares about being liked so much. That's the whole reason he created the Facebook to begin with, that he definitely probably wants to smell good too. Whereas Johnny Depp is just so cool that he doesn't even care. So I'm going to say Johnny Depp definitely smells worse.
That's fair, KB.
Yeah, I think Zuckerberg looks like he just smells like the absence of all smells.
Completely like a black hole.
Yeah, like a void of aroma. Yeah, well, this is Amber Heard. Amber Heard shit Johnny Depp's bed and beat the shit out of him and is not blacklisted from Hollywood. Is getting
she kind of, she like, you know, people know she's crazy, but
oh yeah, Friday she pooped his bed.
As long as they know you're crazy, that tells them.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I don't know why you use that defense before.
Keegs, who do you got?
I'm going to go Mark Zuckerberg. I think that you guys, I can't believe nobody mentioned this before. Johnny Depp does have a cologne.
That's
so
true.
He, like, he's a guy with a cologne.
It's
also
called Sauvage, too, which is kind of funny since like it came out like right after all that other shit with Amber.
Yeah.
Not funny.
But I think
ironic.
Yeah, interesting. I think that Johnny Depp seems like one of those famous people that he's kind of like a rough and tumble guy. Like he probably has like a musky smell to him, but that's not necessarily bad. That's kind of like a, oh, everybody wants to have sex with him kind of guy. Kind of like how I imagine John Mayer to smell. I kind of put them together in that same vibe. And I think that Zuckerberg, you're forgetting, he runs around all day and he's stressed out and stress sweat smells fucking gross. And sometimes deodorant can't even cover that. So I think that Zuckerberg low-key might smell worse.
That's a good point. Coley.
So the only thing I'm thinking about with Zuckerberg is he's also constantly covered in sunblock, which is not an appealing smell.
I like the smell of sunblock.
No, but think about it. He's
do you see how much he wears?
Mm-hmm. Have you not seen this picture, Tommy?
I've seen it. I just think sunblock smells good.
Also, but you don't smell it a lot. You probably like it because it like reminds you of a nice time when you smell good it those point. 6 times a year if he's lathered in it.
Mm-hmm.
But even if we go one layer below the epidermis, he's just a robot, and computers and metal really don't smell like anything. Depp, I was going to bring up his cologne, specifically his cologne commercial, which is him driving out to the middle of the desert, looking very haggard and disheveled, and then digging a hole. If you don't, like, there's nothing that's going to make you smell worse than digging a hole for hours in the middle of the desert. And most normal people not named Stephen Jay do immediately think of Jack Sparrow, who looks like the smelliest human being of all time. I have to go Depp.
Depp's going to move on. This would have been a very hard one if I had to be the tiebreaker, but I honestly have no clue what to pick. Because I do think Zuckerberg, that layer of sunscreen that's constantly on him, it just, again, it makes him so just constantly slimy and wet. And the mixture of that with his body odor, with anything else, like, I just can't even, I don't want to picture that. But.
Sweet baby rays coming out of his eyelids.
Yeah. constantly dripping. It smells like barbecue sauce and like, whatever. Yeah. I can't think of a good sunscreen brand for it. But either way, they're going to move on. Next up, we have the number 3 versus the number 14. The number 3 is Kid Rock. Kid Rock, putrid smelling human. And that's, I know we're doing smelliest looking celebrities, but I can tell you for a fact, even though I never met him at a Super Bowl, that Kid Rock is a putrid smelling human being. He's going up against Ben Affleck, the number 14 seed. Ben Affleck on a lot of lists. Ben Affleck, the only two things he ever consumes in his entire life are cigarettes and Dunkin' iced coffee. The only two things that give him life and just nothing else. Literally not, does not consume anything else. We'll start with you, Coley. What would you have picked? Or what would you pick between these two?
So in high school, we had an art teacher who her entire diet was cigarettes and Dunkin'. Like, there was a Dunkin' 40 feet from our school, so it's all she consumed. And it was a very distinct odor. Like, very, it's not like the cigarettes and beer odor, which just smells a little stale. Like, it creates this, I don't even think either of those things under themselves smell bad. When they get working together, boy, oh boy, is that a unique musk. Who were even the people we're talking about?
Kid Rock versus Ben Affleck, yeah.
Who's the first one?
Kid Rock.
Kid Rock. Kid Rock, it, much like Grimes, is an act. Like, he grew up rich, decided he knew how to, a great way to con people. Like, I think he goes home at night and, like, takes, like, he's just wearing costume that he just takes off, and he's just like clean cut, probably has some troublesome like flags hanging behind.
Oh, him. Yeah.
but yeah, give me Affleck. I think it's got to be Affleck.
It's one for Affleck. Keegs.
I'm also going to go Affleck. I think he was on my list as well. And I think that Coley's right. The stale cigarettes and stale coffee breath, both of those things are maybe like top 5 worst smells in my opinion. And together it's like, how can anyone be within like a foot of you? It's so fucking gross. And it sucks. I think Ben Affleck is pretty hot. I mean, he's dating J-Lo. Like, he can't be so gross all the time. But if I ever woke up, and I bet, you know, he like drinks a little bit at night, maybe he's got like a beer hangover, the stale cigarettes, the stale coffee breath all at the same time. I don't even know how you wake up to that. It's gotta be Ben Affleck. I think that Kid Rock also probably smells horrible. And I want to give him a quick shout out to his role in Joe Dirt. So he's obviously disgusting because he was in, you know, he's supposed to be gross and all that. But yeah, the Ben Affleck has to be him.
Grimes Fury, she never got that role. And Affleck, I think the thing with the cigarette and coffee combo too is like the caffeine, I think, you know, it makes your heart race a little more. You sweat a little bit more when you drink caffeine. And like that plus nicotine sweats, like just, I didn't want to, just disgusting. That plus the halitosis factor too, which makes it even worse.
Breath. The breath is what really does it.
The hot breath. It's a real hot breath.
Yeah. Ugh.
Oh yeah, KB.
I don't think Kid. I think Kid Rock smells good.
Yeah.
Like American.
He has the recessive gene. Have you ever smelled a blonde person? They don't. They don't emit bad odors. I had a few teammates, wrestling teammates, and we would just be at our sweatiest. And the two blonde ones, they just didn't smell bad.
Tommy's so jealous of you right now. He's seething.
Yeah. Maybe I smell blonde girls. Maybe I sniff blonde girls' hair.
So you're going to go with Ben Affleck?
Affleck? Even though I don't think I think they're both pretty bare-smelling men.
Fair counterpoint, enough. Bruce Valanch is blonde.
Mm.
No.
It's fucking Bruce Valanche.
Did he like run over your dog when you were growing up? Like,
no, don't forget, Stephen Chay does not have a dog. We learned that last episode.
Just Bruce Valanche killed it.
Yeah.
Well, never had a dog. I like Bruce Valanche. I saw him and it's I was.
No, you do not.
Coming through.
I mean, I do. I was arguing that he was the top five most recognizable celebrity in Hollywood.
That's also insane.
He
has a distinct look. If you walk by Kourtney Kardashian, you're like, was that Kourtney Kardashian? If you walk by Bruce Valanche, you're like, Jesus, that's Bruce Valanche.
Not everyone knows. That's the part you miss in this equation. I have no idea. Nobody knows.
Throw up a little bit in your mouth, and you say,
"Bruce Valanche."
It's the biggest part you're missing in that equation is that not everyone knows who Bruce Valanche is. Like, everyone knows who Kourtney Kardashian is.
Yes.
Yes, definitely one of the.
But that doesn't make you most distinct. Does not equal recognizability.
Agreed.
I mean, tomato, tomato. Like, I mean,
not particular.
If I asked you who had the most five recognizable jump shots in NBA history, are you saying Sean Marion won one?
Like
Michael Kidd Gilchrist is cracking this list for you.
They're like the most distinct, but most recognizable.
Right, super distinct.
Exactly. Yeah.
I have a question.
Yeah, that's tough.
Is Bethany Hamilton a bigger celebrity athlete in your eyes than Tony Hawk? Hamilton is the one-on surfer, but she would be more recognizable, more easily recognizable. So in your eyes, would she be a bigger celebrity athlete than Tony Hawk?
No, definitely not. I'm not saying that Bruce Valanche is like more famous than a Kardashian. I'm just saying like extremely recognizable.
Definitely looks more unique than Kourtney Kardashian looks.
Yeah, like if I was walking down the street and I saw him, I don't necessarily know Bruce Valanche, but I would say, "Holy shit, look at that disgusting guy!"
I'd cross the street. I'd call the police.
I'd run for my life.
Is out on the streets.
I will say, in an attack on Tony Hawk, like almost all of his tweets are about how people can't recognize him. Like that's like they know his name, but they don't recognize him at all.
Yeah,
but they do. They just aren't confident.
Yeah, they don't know who they know who Tony Hawk is, and they're kind of sure it is him, but they're not totally sure. That's like all of his most viral tweets.
I thought you guys were arguing again if he was a top five celebrity. I'm lagging quite a bit. But.
No. We're past this bit, I think, anyway. Tommy, what would you pick, Ben Affleck or Kid Rock?
This is tough. Kid Rock looks like he smells like pee. Like, he looks like he would smell like piss. Ben Affleck looks like sometimes he could smell good. I think Ben Affleck on a good day, maybe in Daredevil when he's wearing those red tights, I think he looks like a clean individual, like a good-smelling individual. Kid Rock always looks like he smells bad. But I don't really like Ben Affleck because he stole J-Lo from A-Rod, and I really like A-Rod. So this is a fuck you, Ben Affleck, you cheating scumbag vote, and I'm voting for Ben Affleck smelling worse.
He also dated Ana de Armas, like who's one of the most attractive human beings on Earth. Which, like,
yeah, she's gorgeous. Have any of you guys seen the new their new movie? Was it good?
It was so bad. Unbelievably bad.
I'm gonna watch it anyway, but
Affleck's gonna move on. You do get to see nudes, it's pretty cool. Ben Affleck's gonna move on, but Owen, what would you pick?
Ben Affleck.
Yeah.
Gooch brings up a good point. Is in the movie he plays with snails? Is that what
happened? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. No, he's obsessed with snails. This new movie on Hulu that he's in, Deep Water.
That's like a plot point.
He's obsessed with snails. Yeah. He's also looking. Okay, so the movie's about basically he's a cuck, but he doesn't want to be a cuck. And Ana de Armas, like, they have a deal with, like, I'm going to divorce you unless you let me fuck every guy I want to fuck. Except he just kills everybody that she fucks. And then at the end of the movie, spoiler alert, she just is like, okay, I'm going to live with this.
Is he a superhero or a villain?
No comic book involvement here at all, Steven. He's just a murderer.
Oh. So he's a bad guy.
The reason I bet the fellas
kind of dig him, dude.
The snail handler on set said he was very gentle with them.
Are snails endangered? Where could you even stumble across a snail?
I don't know why he grows them.
Post rain.
He like grows them in a cooler in his garage.
Can slugs become snails if they take on a shell, kind of like how hermit crabs change shells? Crab
scenario. Yeah.
It's not the same.
I don't think so.
That's a bummer.
Why wish we had Ben Affleck's snail expert on here?
Yeah, honestly, yeah. I'm gonna Google it later. Like, I'm pretty curious.
You ever accidentally step on a slug?
Yeah, that is a top five worst feeling, especially when you're barefoot.
It's sad.
On purpose, salted them.
Oh yeah.
No, well, I don't really get that.
Yeah. Oh, wait, so Che, who would you have picked, Ben Affleck or Kid Rock?
Ben Affleck's moving on. I think I would have picked Kid Rock, honestly.
Yeah, Ben Affleck's moving on. But, yep, both very smelly-looking people. Next up, we have the number 10 versus the number 7. This is a battle of couples. Number 10 is MGK and Megan Fox. Just two extremely horrible-smelling people that are just... Like, I feel like they're people where it is, and we talked about this a little bit already, like, it's kind of like part of their bit to look nasty as fuck, and like, that's that you could factor that in for sure. And they're going up against the number 7, Ashton Kutcher and Mila Kunis, who are arguably the most famous thing that either of them have done in the last 5 years is talk about how they don't shower and don't bathe their kids, and like, that's their thing. But we'll start on the other side. Steven, what do you think? Ashton Kutcher and Mila Kunis, MGK and Megan Fox?
That's all news to me. Didn't really know that that about Ashton Kutcher and Mila Kunis. They're both good-looking people. Surprise! So it's just their kids that they don't bathe, or they don't bathe.
They don't bathe either. They no. A lot of celebrities have outed themselves not bathing. Like Jake Gyllenhaal never bathes.
It was the pandemic within the pandemic at the beginning of the, like, celebrities just out of the clouds were like, yeah, we found this room in our house. We don't really know what it does.
Like, who else? Like Dax Shepard and Kristen Bell, Gyllenhaal. I know, for sure. Yeah, and a couple other people. Matthew McConaughey.
It was most of them.
I was under the impression those people were like getting a bag to say that so people would shower less.
They're paid by. So who's paying them off to make people shower less?
Who's anti-shower?
Yeah, big water companies are asking these celebrities to. We got to conserve water. Tell people it's cool not to shower.
Water privilege is showing very much.
Yeah,
true. I like that line of thinking. I didn't think about that. Big water, they're coming.
They all live in LA. Yeah, that does make sense.
Damn. Wow.
That's right, so Che, MGK, Megan Fox, Kutcher, Kunis.
So MGK actually came into my radar. I had no idea who he was. He was the co-host of an episode of Catfish once.
Thank God he didn't punch you or something. I thought this was
going to happen. That's how most people find out about him.
Yeah, that's what he's
Yeah, I've since realized he's like a musical artist and he has some like pretty popular songs. I don't listen
to Emo Girl. It's one of KB's favorites.
I didn't know Megan Fox was like, I thought she was like a heartthrob. I didn't realize that she was like a gross smelling person. This is tough because I feel like all these people are pretty good looking.
It's not the ugliest bracket. It's just you can be good looking and smell still.
Right. I feel like Megan Fox probably smells really good, but I also think Mila Kunis smells pretty good. I bet Mila Kunis smells really good, actually.
All right. Calm down.
Damn. This is a real tough one. I'm going to say MGK probably smells the worst in this group, so I'll put him through.
Fair enough. Owen?
I think MGK and Megan Fox probably smell good. So I'll go with Mila Kunis and Ashton Kutcher. Aren't they do a lot more charity stuff? Didn't they step away to do that?
He's like an investor or something, right? Like he invests in a bunch of stuff.
He invests in a lot of business, and they do a lot of charity. They just raised $30 million towards Ukraine.
Save that money and learn how to shower.
Smelly behavior.
He's sweating it up, saving the world.
Yeah.
Smelly behavior.
I don't know. Nobody's smelly. I don't like this
poor. Tommy.
It's tough because they're all good looking. I think that with Ashton Kutcher, Mila Kunis, we know we have a fact that they don't shower, or at least were paid off by Big Water to say that they don't shower. Whereas with Megan Fox and Machine Gun Kelly, one of them is like notoriously known for being like the hottest person in the world, and then the other one is Megan Fox. So I'm gonna say, I'm gonna say Kutcher and Kunis smell worse.
That's good. That's a good setup, KB.
I bet you they all four of them smell fantastic. Kutcher's like from Iowa though, so I'll go
with that. True. He has like a degree in biochemistry.
Brent is Russian, isn't he? If we're basing it off Brent, he smells so bad.
Those khakis, man, they trap in all the moisture. Needs to get some air wicking. All right, so who are you picking, KB?
Kunis and Kutcher.
Kunis and Kutcher. They got three. Kelly?
Yeah, I'm going Kunis and Kutcher too because of the shower thing. The growing up in Iowa is a really good point. I know he's like a farm guy for real. Like he likes to be outside. He likes whatever. I also think that Machine Gun Kelly and Megan Fox fall into that same category of like they're purposefully trying to look grunge, but they're using, you know, $100 hair gel, like $100 for this much like hair gel to look gross. Like it's not grease. It's like literal product that they're spending hundreds of dollars on their outfits. And I also am astonished by the fact that Stephen Che just like doesn't know the two most famous people of the world right now. Like they are the biggest. That's all. Nobody shuts the fuck up about these two. And I thought that was kind of crazy.
Which ones?
Machine
Gun Kelly and Megan Fox. Like they're you cannot get away from them for the past like 2 years. You can't get away from them.
You could go deep into Buck's film and you could.
I'm like truly blown away by that.
It's a weekly thing.
A few weeks ago, he asked how people find out about things that aren't sports. Like, he didn't understand the concept of the news.
He's like, is there an Adam Schefter of the news?
It's wild. It seemed really genuine. Like, I found out he's a musical artist with a couple of good songs. I'm like, what?
He said he's a musical artist.
Yeah, which I would also contest. I don't believe that to be a true statement either.
He's got some bops.
They stink as humans, like in their souls, like their core of what makes them tick stinks. But yeah, I mean, it's the people who spearheaded the anti-shower campaign.
Yeah.
No one asked them to. I understand what Owen's saying. That was a popular theory at the time because so many people jumped on their fucking bandwagon. I'm willing to listen on people who were late to the I don't shower party. The first people for sure do not shower.
Mm-hmm. No, I completely agree with you. I kind of wish that almost we could manufacture an inverse Stephen Che where it's like they know of people through like football players through other things. They're like, oh yeah, Tom Brady, the guy from Ted 2. That guy was great. Like, I mean, we need to make that for the next one. Well, they're going to move on. I would have voted for them as well. Next up, we have the number 2 versus the number 15. The number 15 is someone, a celebrity who I believe Coley alluded to earlier. Very notoriously smelly. A lot of coworkers or co-stars of his have complained about his body odor on set before, and it's Brad Pitt. And like, you wait till you see who they're playing, and then you'll agree. But
Bruce Blanche's brother.
he's been very notoriously called smelly. And he's one of those guys where I think he's just so hot you don't like you never have to care about how you smell. And like when you have women fawning over you for like 40, like actually like. What, like 80% of his life? Like, it's never been an issue for him to worry about. He's going up in, and this is going to be, it's weird the way this is working out, but these two in my brain are kind of equal in level of how they're smelling. It's because both of them are British. One of them is Russell Brand.
British?
No, this next, you're playing up against this person. So we're gonna it's a two person play in game for this, the number two seed, which is exactly how all brackets work.
Right.
But Russell Brand is one of them. British guy number one looks extremely smelly. And next up is Ed Sheeran. Ed Sheeran versus Russell Brand for the two. Both of them very just hideous British people that look like they reek. But we'll do a really quick play and vote. Coley, what would you pick, Sheeran or Brand?
Sheeran just looks unfortunate. I don't know that he looks like he stinks.
agreed.
Like the God finished and was like, I got to give you some sort of talent because this wasn't fair. I had a bad day. I took it out on you. My bad. Brand definitely stinks. I don't think there's two ways about it. That guy stinks.
Mm-hmm. I would agree with you, Kelly.
I'm definitely going Russell Brand. I had him on my list. I think that he is a really interesting person, but I'm going with him. I think that Ed Sheeran is sweet. I'll stand up for Ed Sheeran. Everybody hates Ed Sheeran, says how ugly he is all the time. I love him. I love his music. I think he's a precious angel. And so not voting for him now is me being loyal.
Yeah, he's just, I don't know, something about him just looks really smelly. KB.
Yeah, I just can't associate bad smells with redheads. Not
why?
Thank you.
It's just not. I mean, it's a pleasant type of person, smell wise.
Thank you so much,
Russell Brand. Though I think I bought his book once, and it smelled like it was called. I got it from as a kid, my Bookie Wookie or something.
No. Really?
It was a pretty good book, but him.
It's a Brand book. Now I got my Bookie Wookie. Please tell me that's not true.
I always like the thing that Russell Brand and Jared Leto kind of look alike because sometimes in my head they get mixed together.
My Bookie.
Not really. Right. I think Jared Leto is very handsome. They're not. I understand what you mean though, where they have like they're both like skinny and weird. Look like they would run a cult kind of.
Guchman brings up a good point. Guchman brings up a good point that they just both kind of dress like assholes a lot, which I think kind of plays into that as well. All right, Tommy.
I'm going to say Ed Sheeran. I think Russell Brand probably looks like he looks kind of pretentious. Looks like he cares about his appearance and stuff. Whereas Ed Sheeran, I feel like he's just an artist. He's just making music, baby. He's just strumming that guitar, writing songs. Doesn't have time to shower. So I would say Ed Sheeran.
It's one for Sheeran. Owen?
Russell Brand.
Mm-hmm. It's I think part of it for Brand, definitely, too, with me is the hair. Like when he has that stick up in the back hair, like that just...
It's well, also, he's always wearing loose, flowy, like, tanks, like workout tanks, and, like, you're just going to be smelling a lot of him when you're with him.
Yeah.
He looked like a large bird that was just born.
That is a pretty good description. Che, what would you have picked?
Russell Brand in a landslide.
All right, so now we get to go right back to you, Che. Russell Brand versus Brad Pitt, the 2 versus the 15. What do you got?
Wait, who's the 2?
The 2 is now Russell Brand.
Okay. Does Brad Pitt smell?
Yeah. It's like a notorious Hollywood thing that like he has pretty bad BO.
Kelly, is that like widely known?
Yes.
To be fair, I didn't know that till today when I grew up.
I didn't know that.
You didn't know that?
All right.
I didn't know.
I'll give you a little more break on that. But like, oh my God, it's just, it was the number one news thing that anybody talked about for, it was like in the news cycle for so long. I feel like maybe it's because I see all these like stupid fucking stories nonstop. I feel like Brad Pitt is the guy that smells.
I feel like our Twitter feeds couldn't be more different.
Yeah, I think Kelly Keegs is the inverse Stephen.
Yeah, very close.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's true. I know enough sports things, but I know more athletes probably from them starring in movies. That's probably a fact.
What a condescending laugh.
It was. Dumb bitch.
He's like, that's why we never had a woman on the bracket before. That's bullshit. In 20 episodes.
Whatever. At least I know that Brad Pitt smells bad. Jesus.
So I guess they just like interviewed people that were on the set with him?
Yeah.
I think people just came forward being like, listen, working with Brad Pitt, he smells terrible.
Yeah.
Wow.
Most recently in Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, I know a lot of people had come out after like, yeah, Brad Pitt just kind of stinks.
It's like
nice guy. Mean, though.
I think they mean like he's nice, but they're saying like he actually smells. Like he smells.
I know,
bad,
but they're playing smelly boys.
That's true.
Maybe as someone who's hearing this for the first time, he sounds like the Harvey Weinstein of BO.
That's why would that? You could have picked any other barometer you wanted.
He's the Adolf Hitler.
You could have said he was like the Michael Jordan.
I mean, you got all these people coming forward after the fact and are like, this guy fucking stinks.
That was their exact quote about Harvey
Weinstein. Joe Paterno.
More so like in the movies and people are coming for it after.
If having body odor was like,
is not a fun
Charles topic. Manson of smells.
Yeah.
If having BO was like molesting kids, this guy's a Sandusky if there ever was one. Like any barometer you wanted in the world for it.
I felt like it was pretty fair, but point taken. I mean, this is new information because Russell Brand looks very smelly. Brad Pitt does not look smelly. The reports of him being smelly, I think, like Coley brought up before, contradict the point of the break because we're talking about who looks the smelliest. In which case, it's going to be tough to top Russell Brand. So I'm going to vote for Russell Brand.
That's a very astute point, Owen.
Yeah, I'm with him. I was looking to clarify that too. We're doing smelliest looking, right?
Yes, but so like, there's some that kind of like they breach that.
Yeah, the playing was tough, but yeah, they breach it. I will.
Bruce that? Valanche just broke in his house. He's got a gun. Oh, Goochman. It's Goochman in the chat. Instead of getting me too'd, he got PU'd. That's fucked up, Goochman.
what was the option again?
Brand versus Brad Pitt.
Huh. Well, Brad Pitt's like the Muammar Gaddafi.
Guys, a regular Paul. Y'all
go with Pitt.
All right, Tommy.
I gotta go Brand. Like, see, it's smelliest looking. Like, you would never know if Brad Pitt smells by looking at him. You just think, oh, this hot guy probably smells amazing. Russell Brand, the long hair. You know, if we're just doing smelliest celebrity, we could go sniff all the celebrities in Hollywood. But if we're doing smelliest looking celebrity, then I think Russell Brand is smellier looking than Brad Pitt.
Mm-hmm. KB?
Yeah, agreed. We're not here for sources and claims. It's Brand.
Kelly?
I'm going to go Brand too. Even though I know how bad Brad Pitt allegedly smells, like everybody says it nonstop, he has never looked smelly one time, I don't even think. Like even when he's supposed to look smelly, he doesn't look that smelly.
All right, Brand's going to move on. Coley, what would you have picked?
Yeah, I mean, his last name is Pitt. Like, he picked objectively the smelliest part. I guess not objectively, but associated with the smelliest part of a person. And yeah, and it's hard to shake.
They named him when it was just their professions, too.
Like, yeah, too.
It was a family of just pitters.
Yeah, like, he comes from a stinky person. Like,
yeah, think about his name, his surname.
Yeah, that's all he's ever known. He's like fucking Bane. He was born in stink. So yeah, I'm still. He does he's obviously extremely handsome, and I should in no world be chirping Brad Pitt. He does kind of have like a film about him. Like he doesn't have like the purest skin. Like Leo looks like a porcelain doll compared to like he does look like he has some sort of layer of dirt on him at all times.
Yeah. Don't you think that adds to his ruggedness?
Mm. Sure.
Yes.
But it also adds to his odor.
Right.
Yeah, he's like the Joseph Kony of having a film of skin. Like just look really sweaty. For sure. But he's going
to
move on.
Looked like he had more to say about his ruggedness.
I think I got hacked for a second.
All right, let's get to the playoffs. All right, before we get into the playoffs, let's talk about Hawthorne. Hawthorne is a premium men's grooming brand that makes it easy to be your best confidently with elevated skincare and hair care essentials that work for you as an individual. They believe it should be simple for you to find high quality products, so they built a quiz based on data from hundreds of thousands of customers to recommend products for your body chemistry, your skin type, your hair type, your lifestyle. And to get started, all you gotta do is build your personal profile by taking Hawthorne's quiz. They ask things, you know, like how often you wash your hair, what type of hair you have, what type of skin. The quiz is super, super simple. And after you're done with the quiz, you get customized products that are tailored to your body, your skin, your hair, and your lifestyle. I got a bunch of shampoos, a couple of hand creams really helped out because I have like kind of messed up cuticles. The hand cream has been awesome for that. And really kind of smooth it out, make it look a little bit less like a disgusting pig. Hawthorne stands by their customers. So if you're not completely satisfied, they'll retail your products free based on your feedback and pay for the shipping. So there's truly no risk. Elevate your personal care today by taking Hawthorne's quiz. Go to Hawthorne.co, and use the promo code LIGHTS to get 10% off your first purchase. That's Hawthorne.co, promo code LIGHTS. Hawthorne.co, promo code LIGHTS. Remember, Hawthorne.co, promo code LIGHTS. We have the number 13, Joakim Noah, versus the number 5, Lena Dunham. This is actually a pretty tough one. The more I'm thinking about it, Coley, we'll start with you.
I don't even know if I voted for her in the first round, but the more I continuously think about Lena Dunham, like, she just stinks. Everything.
It's starting to smell in my room.
Yeah. Like, there's no part of her that doesn't stink, so she would have to stink by proxy.
Mm-hmm. All right, so that's one for Dunham, I'm assuming. You didn't finish your thought there, but...
Well, I only spoke about her. I don't know how. I'm also upset that I didn't think of this ahead of time. I think Rodman should have been the NBA guy.
So Rodman, I was thinking of for a while, and then like the more I thought about him, like I feel like we're too roasty of the older celebs here. But I think you're right. Probably could have included.
That was not a spring chicken.
It's true. That's what I'm saying. It's like he's younger, at least like relatively more relevant. Even though I don't know, that's arguable. But Kelly.
I'm going to go Lena Dunham with this as well. I think that my original argument stands. Athlete, just because he's sweaty on the court doesn't mean that he's like always a mess. It's Lena Dunham.
Mm-hmm. All right, KB.
Noah, he looks like the like, just the illustration of bad smells. I can't go to Lena Dunham. I can't. She's the worst.
All right. That's another one for Dunham. You can send him forward, Tommy.
I'm not. I'm sealing it. Lena Dunham sending her smelly ass to the Final Four.
All right. Owen and Che, what would you have picked?
Chalk. Lena Dunham.
Big time.
I like how you somehow know who Lena Dunham is. That doesn't seem like someone who would have come across your radar.
Lena Dunham, she's like on some HBO show.
She's in Girls. Yeah.
Was there another one she was in too?
It comes on before Real Sports every Sunday night.
Right before my Brian Gumbel time. Yeah.
Well, Jeez. Girls wasn't a bad show.
No, not at all. Yeah. She wrote that.
I like Girls, credit. Yeah. That was a good...
I like Girls, too.
That's what I was waiting for.
Yeah. She was in Once Upon a Time in Hollywood with Brad. I wonder...
Was she?
Had a smell.
Maybe that's why Brad... She was too close to him. People thought...
She was in Once Upon a Time in Hollywood?
Yeah, when they go to like that backlot movie thing that Margaret Qualley's character brings Brad Pitt to,
Charles Manson place.
Yeah, she's like the like mother hen of the place.
Yeah,
Who was who did she say? She like shit on OBJ, right, or something like that.
Yeah, she said OBJ didn't try and fuck me, so he hates women.
Yeah, exactly. Oh my fucking god.
That's right. Forgot about that.
Metaphorically stinky moment for her. Next up, we have the 16 versus the 18 or versus the 8. Bruce Vilanch versus Steven Tyler. This is a tough one. Steven Che, you can start it off with your big boy.
Yeah, I mean, again, personally, I have smelt Steven Tyler and he smells fine.
This goes against what you just said.
That's true. That's true. I am twisting things there. If we're going by the letter of the law, I mean, it's Vilanch by a mile here.
He's the heavyweight contender for sure. Owen.
Vilanch.
Oh, man, I feel like Vilanch might run away with this whole damn thing. Tommy.
It's got the writings on the wall.
It's
got
to be Vilanch. He's repulsive.
Vilanch is going to move on the 16 seed. All right, so it's going to be the number 16 Vilanch versus the number 5 Lena Dunham Coley.
Is this the final?
No, this is moving into the final. It's conference finals.
Heavy hitters.
Big time.
Literally.
I mean, Steven Che he smelled Steven Tyler, confirmed. He was in the same establishment as Vilanch.
It was outdoors.
Okay. that definitely plays, but were people like taking like large steps away from him?
He was by himself. There was nobody within 10 feet of him.
Okay, so that's troublesome.
Ooh. Yeah.
It's troublesome. Did he look worse in person versus his pictures?
He looked exactly the same.
Okay. All right. So he's a photogenic fella. it's Dunham. Like, she's, again, she both looks like she stinks as the bag of milk that she is. And, like, her core is just rotten. So I know that seeps out as well.
Yeah. Manifests. Kelly.
Yeah. I'm gonna keep sticking with Lena Dunham. I have a vision of her with, like, I don't know, just a lot of dirt under her fingernails, and I just feel like that's true, and I just, you know, it's Lena Dunham for me.
All right, KB.
Dunham.
He does not want anyone else going to the finals. I mean, Tom, yeah,
Dunham is, it's not just, she's not like the ugliest person in the world. It's something about her, like the aura. It's
smelly aura.
Just know she smells gross.
She's got it.
He probably doesn't like big deodorant. Like, probably is like against the corporation of deodorant. I mean, she's a generational stinker.
So you're voting Dunham too?
I'm going Lena. Yeah.
All right, Dunham's moving through. I'm assuming
the last Cinderella story ends.
Yeah.
You guys,
he couldn't even win this. He probably, he's watching this film. He's like, finally, gotta win something.
All right, on the other side of the bracket, we have the number. The number 14 Ben Affleck versus the number 6 Johnny Depp. Che, strong feelings in either one?
No. So I mean, I guess the big argument against Ben Affleck is the coffee, right?
And smoking.
I actually enjoy the smell of secondhand smoke, so that's not a minus for me. The thing about coffee drinkers is, like, he's probably. I don't drink coffee. I don't like the smell of coffee, but coffee drinkers are typically up early and you don't really have to smell them because they're going to get coffee, right?
Not the kind that Ben Affleck is, though. Ben Affleck's like, I'm drinking coffee to stay up all night kind of guy.
Oh, okay. That's fair. People drink coffee at night?
Yeah, like people stay up days
have
on
you ever it. Met an Italian? Coffee. One single Italian.
I feel
why
like
would you not have
people...
to smell someone if they were up early?
Yeah, I didn't get that. I just
didn't. But that was like the argument. Like, he stinks in the morning, but if he's up early, he's probably up before you, and then you're not smelling him because he's
out. Well, he probably wakes up at like, if he wakes up early, he would wake up at like 7 a.m., have coffee and a cigarette immediately. So in the morning, you smell coffee and cigarettes. At 7 a.m. is early for that.
Yeah. He's just like in shape and he like is handsome. So I feel like
if
that almost.
If you try to light a cigarette, if you try to light like a Newport before 7, if you're Ben Affleck, like there should magically be anthrax on it.
Yeah,
yeah, and he's going against the Jack Sparrow guy.
Yeah, Johnny Depp.
Johnny Depp. Yeah, I mean that guy looks super dirty. So he looks like Joakim Noah in pirate form. So I would say Mr. Depp, Johnny Depp.
One for Johnny Depp. Next up, Owen.
Johnny Depp as well. I agree with everything Chase said.
Tommy?
Depp as well. I agree with everything except the part about you can't smell people after the morning.
I'm not bringing that up yet.
I didn't know that. Yeah.
It's been a long show, but we will touch on that at one point.
KB?
Depp.
Depp's going to move on, but Kelly, what would you have picked?
I was going to pick Depp too. Despite the cologne, the look.
Mm-hmm. He definitely has like seepage issues.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Coley?
Yeah, it's Depp.
Big time Depp. All right, now we have Brad Pitt versus the Kutcher-Kunis combo, which is going to be very tough, I think. Coley, you start. I don't know why I wrote down Pitt. Brand one. So Brand versus the Kutcher-Kunis combo.
If we're doing looks, we should just punch it, right? Because Kutcher and Kunis don't look smelly.
That's true. They don't really look smelly. They're just notably are smelly.
Like beautiful people.
But I will say, and this plays back into this factor of smelly looking celebrities. Like, I never thought to look at them and think that they're smelly, but now every time I see them, I'm like, oh, they look smelly. Like, I know they're smelly.
You have to remember, Mila Kunis is Meg from Family Guy, too.
It's a good
point. That is a big factor in this.
Yeah. She's also Jackie from that 70s show. Very hot.
Mm-hmm. To be fair,
Coacher on that 70s show voice. Was a loser and looked yes. like he smelled.
Yeah.
Fair. Is there anyone else you know that Mila Kunis played, Steve?
Somebody in Forgetting Sarah Marshall.
Yeah, that's true.
Yes.
And which is ironic considering the person Sarah Marshall was played by Kristen Bell, who also smells, which is kind of funny.
And Russell Brand is also
Russell Brand. That's the smelliest movie set of all time. Holy shit. Yeah. Oh my God.
That's why Siegel quit being in the movies. He was like, I can't stand being around these people.
Everything smells so bad.
You see his penis in that movie too.
It's true.
Thanks. Siegel's, yeah, he did.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. What minute?
All right, let's do Brand versus Kutchner, the Kutchner Kunis combo, Coley.
So another thing about Ashton Kutcher, he, in my mind, was like the face of Von Dutch hats. Yep. Like, I feel like he was the first one rocking those, like, extra hard. And those people all fucking stink. Russell Brand is British, and that's hard to get past. So I'm going to go Brand.
Mm-hmm. Great pick, Kelly.
Yeah, I'm going Brand as well. If we're really getting serious and we're doing looks only, I don't know what Ashton and Mila Kunis are doing to not look like they're not showering ever. But you would never be able to tell by looking at them. I don't think so. I'm going to go Russell Brand for sure.
Mm-hmm. KB.
Yeah, Brand.
Without a doubt. Tommy. Yeah. I think we're moving on, Brand. Owen and Cole, Owen and Jay.
Mila Kunis definitely smells great. No doubt.
I think that's a glowing endorsement for our number two seed, Russell Brand. But now Russell Brand versus Johnny Depp. Jay, you start.
Ooh. I feel like they look pretty similar, no?
Yeah, Brand, like Depp looks like Brand in his final form.
Kind of, yeah.
Exactly. Keith Richards is like one form behind in front of them. Like there is definitely a flow chart we could make out of this.
The three Pokemon.
Yeah, exactly.
For sure.
I mean, in fairness, Captain Jack Sparrow was a role. He's been in several other movies in which he looked fine, I think. I'm struggling to think of Johnny Depp movies again. Oh, yeah. Shit. Yeah, Edward Scissorhands. That's probably not a good. But Barbershop.
Yeah.
He did two Barber movies?
Yeah. I don't know if Sweeney Todd was that a Barber movie?
That is the Demon Barber of Fleet Street was his tagline, yeah.
Well, then, yeah.
He's a Tim Burton guy. He's a Tim Burton guy,
which is
also stinky.
Yeah. That's weird.
Helena Bonham Carter cut out actually probably made this list as well.
She came to mind.
Bellatrix.
The wife in The Shining, what's her name?
Lee Foster? No,
in The Shining, it's something with an L. Oh my God. Shelley Duvall.
Yeah.
There's an L in Shelley Duvall. Wasn't that far?
Several.
Double L's.
Wait, so Che, what are you picking? You got Depp or Brand?
Oof. I'm going to have to go Brand just because he looks like that all the time, whereas Johnny Depp just looks like Captain Jack Sparrow when he's doing those movies. There have been, three or four of them?
I will say those are all roles in which he just plays and is dressed up like other people. But in real life, like he looks kind of like the modern version of Johnny Depp. Like he dresses like an asshole and looks stinky. So that's
also speaking of basketball forms, I bet these two guys have some of the worst basketball forms around.
Yeah. I can't even imagine either one of them taking a jump shot, to be honest.
Brand for sure does not know where his hands are supposed to go. Depp might have a jumper on him. That wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah.
Depp's never held a basketball. Brand,
I feel like he's kind of – Russell Brand's kind of like a spindly guy. Like I feel like he would – he's like kind of quick and did a lot of drugs, and I feel like he would get down with some sports.
It would be funny if he almost did like the Johnny Depp's from Kentucky.
Johnny Depp's from Kentucky, Steven.
Yeah. It would be very funny if Russell Brand was almost like the British version of Adam Sandler, where he's just like running up and down the court in full scarf. Like he's wearing like 20 scarves, sprinting down the court, dishing
out. I could see him being like pretty good at soccer, but I don't think he knows what he's doing with his hands at any point in time.
That's fair. All right.
Like yoga is his speed.
Yeah, that's true. Fair.
I'll go with Depp.
Another one for, or actually, no, we're one.
Oh, no, 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 Brand.
Brand.
Yeah.
Fair enough. Tommy.
Tough. I'll go Brand with the tiebreaker because he's British. And I just feel like British people probably gonna smell worse.
Yeah, I think that's where I'm at as well. KB.
Depp has an associated act with human feces. The fact that it was in his living quarters, in his sleeping quarters, even if it wasn't him, not a good sign.
Yeah. So you're going to go Depp?
Yeah.
All right, fair, that probably doesn't stay on him forever, that scent.
Yeah.
What?
Said, to be fair, that scent probably doesn't stay on him forever.
No, but the fact that he was involved with excrement in that way means that, I don't know, I don't trust that.
So wait, sorry, what is the story? There's something with poop in a bed?
Amber Heard, I believe, pooped in his bed.
Yeah, she did.
Yeah.
That's a significant other of his?
They were in like an abusive relationship, and they were definitely bad to each other, but she took it to a whole other level.
Yeah, pooped in his bed.
I have to look up what Amber Heard looks like.
You're going to, Steve, you're going to be, I can't wait to watch this. But Kelly, in the meantime, Brand or Johnny Depp?
I'm going to go Depp for the opposite reason that Tommy said. I think that Russell Brand being British helps him. I feel like the Brits, despite the old, like, oh, you know, the monarchs never shower and whatever, I feel like they're very clean. It's the French that you got to look out for, but I think the Brits are a little cleaner, and they definitely think Americans are gross and not clean. So I'm going to go Johnny Depp.
That's a good point in that, like, we were talking before about how we all thought Bruce Valanche was going to be, like, smelly just because he's big, but, like, I just assume all British people smell because they all look putrid, just disgusting humans. Yeah. Not even just that.
It's the nationalities.
The big red faces, just boiling red anytime they get like a little bit worked up. Just
They also don't get a lot of sun, so they're cave creatures. The Brits.
Mm-hmm. Counterpoint: Elizabeth Hurley.
Yeah, there's an exception to every rule.
You either like a supermodel or just like a creature.
Yeah,
insane in the UK.
We're shitting on England a lot. Deserved. I think we all agree.
Yes.
Kentucky is kind of our England, if we're being fair here. I'm going Depp.
All right, Depp. So I'm just going to come down to me for a tiebreaker. I do think that Brand looks absolutely disgusting, but man, I'm going to go Depp. I'm going to go Depp. Six seed Depp is going to move on to face against Lena Dunham. Absolute insane matchup that we have here. But Depp versus Dunham, what do you have here, Coley?
This whole time, in the back of my mind, I was like, all right, Bruce Valanche is going to win, at least say, on the meanest podcast we've ever done, that a guy is the most vile-smelling person. And that's just not how the bracket – that's March, baby. That's March. Lena Dunham in a bloodbath.
Wow, this is disgusting, this matchup.
Kelly.
I mean, it's Lena Dunham. It's Lena Dunham. That's just, there's no way that it's not her.
She just ran into a buzzsaw, KB.
Yeah, the Cumberlands.
Tommy.
Yeah, it's one of those games you try to hype yourself up for the underdog. You think, he's going to keep it close, right? He's going to keep it close. Come on, but by the midway through the first quarter, it's like, oh no, these are two different levels that we're playing on right now. Depp never had a shot. Lena stunk him out of the building. Lena done a fucking bloodbath.
Owen.
I would bet everything I have responsibly that Lena Dunham had like Dorito dust under her fingernails when she assaulted her sister. Lena Dunham, I feel like, has to be the stinkiest looking.
Jay.
We were talking about Valanche and his nooks and like Lena Dunham has no less than 40 crumbs on her person at a given time.
She's a crumb.
Yes, yeah. Big crummy person. Jay, what would you pick?
She's got like cargo pockets on her flesh.
No.
Oh, God damn it.
Ugh. Jay, what'd you pick?
Just give it to the record. Like the aliens from Bender's Big Move. That
yes,
yes, come from Futurama.
Like. Yes, the fuck. I wish the brain or the scammers. I think was their name too, which is funny because I feel like she's probably one of those type of people too. But yeah, Jay, what'd you pick between Dunham and Depp?
Yeah, Lena Dunham looks like she smells like a greasy like hamburger wrapper. Like I'm not. Don't want to be around that.
The nicest thing that's been said about her in hours.
She looks like she smells like bologna. And like ooh. I don't know how else to put it, yeah. But like that's just she's a bologna lady. So Lena Dunham's gonna move on and win.
Looks like our cinnamon potato salad with like the little bit of honey mustard.
Yeah, like so I think when he could describe here KFC as a bag of milk, someone else says it looks more like a bag filled with like cottage cheese or something. And I was like, I don't know. Either way, this is all mean. And it's one of those things where like I don't feel bad about making fun of Lena Dunham because of all the god awful shit she has done throughout of her life, like beyond the sister bullshit, returning dogs that she's adopted, like this shit with OBJ. Like, how do you and you publicly return a fucking dog? Fuck you, lady. Bologna-ass motherfucker. But okay, so Lena Dunham's going to win our smelliest looking celebrity bracket. That one was fun. Another great Stephen Shea play-in. Another great disgusting analogy from Owen to end out our pod. Two back-to-back amazing ones from Owen. Thank you so much, Kelly, for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Coley, KB, Tommy, Owen, Shay, and myself, we will see you next time. And hopefully we'll be back with a regular episode of LCDS on Sunday. Yeah.